Iraqi officials say the city of Fallujah is almost cleared of Daesh Takfiri terrorists. According to military officials, Iraqi troops are facing resistance from terrorists in only two neighborhoods in the north of the city. Other parts of the city have been cleared. Several Daesh members have been killed and their facilities destroyed. Iraq's army, backed by volunteer forces, managed to liberate Fallujah on Friday. An army commander says 2,500 terrorists were killed in the month-long operation. Fallujah was the first Iraqi city taken by Daesh in 2014 and an important terrorist stronghold. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Professor Nabil Mikhail, who is a professor at George Washington University, and he's joining us live now from Washington. Professor Mikhail, how important is the liberation of Fallujah?
It's very important because it means Iraq restoring its sovereignty over its soil, its land. So the moral and the material benefit is immense. The victory is huge. But as I understood from your commentary, there are problems trying to eliminate some resisting groups that are dangerous. So here is my recommendation. Basically, do not move on Mosul now. Study the situation well and focus on eradicating these resistant groups. How can you remove them? Make sure that they are not mingling with the local population. So try somehow to quarantine them. Also, issue a call for them to surrender. It's over. You cannot pose any resistance to the will of the Iraqi people. You made a mistake. You have to pay for it. Thirdly, try to use snipers. This is the most brilliant and selective method of targeting the enemy. Use snipers so you will not hurt anyone else. And if you are a skilled shooter, you will get your target. Also, I'm thinking of using the helicopter for logistics, for deploying troops, for surrendering the areas where these resistance groups, these dangerous people, are found. So you can conduct a good operation to reach the finale of a very successful military campaign, and this will add to the importance of the victory at Fallujah.
Okay, so Professor Mikhail, let's talk about the external actors, if we may. Whenever there's a liberation in Iraq, I've seen in the U.S. media at least, the United States and the U.S.-led coalition takes quite a bit of credit for that. But then we've had them criticizing the Iraqi forces and especially the popular mobilization units who are supporting them in these liberations quite drastically, in fact, in the media. So where do you feel proper credit lies for such liberations?
For the people of Iraq, for sure, because the people of Iraq showed or displayed to the world their resilience and their tendency toward the middle road. So here they basically reflected their civilization and their good heritage and how to terminate extremism. But you mentioned in your question views from the U.S. It's good that you use the plural form, because for sure it is more than one opinion. You have the CIA opinion, you have the Department of Defense opinion, you have the State Department opinion, you have members of Congress opinions with different stripes, you have the White House. So you have different opinions. So you cannot discredit Iraq for what they have done. They did a good job. It is that simple. It is that big. And no one can deny this.
Okay, Professor, we'll leave there at that. But as always, Professor Mikhail, we of course appreciate you taking your time to speak to us here at Press TV.